Lift your hands to him and sing it.
Mama,
hey,
Nare,
Jesus,
Nare, Tutu.
Come on, sing it.
Mama,
lift your hands.
Mama, Mama, Mama,
amen. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, I am in the potter's house tonight.
Shape me tonight.
Listen, I'm sure I'm not mistaken, or it wasn't a wrong information when I was told that this meeting was meant for leaders. If you are a leader here, can you make some noise to the Lord in this place? No, listen. The Bible says in John chapter 1 and verse 12, for as many who believe in him, he gave power to become sons. This environment is filled with the presence of God. And listen to me, whatever you are asked to do, this is the hour. Don't take anything for granted. Say, Father, tonight, bring me to the potter's house. Reshape my destiny. Can you convert it to prayer? Lahami kufi sutalira kaya. Yes. Yes, Lord. Ibaboba kufu satana ikafide. Yes, I see the Lord turning destinies around in this place tonight. Dahami kufanda hastalia kabina. Lahari kufu visita handa kalia. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Before the close of this meeting tonight, a new chapter of your life will be opened. I speak as the mouthpiece of God. He has anointed me for this purpose, that lives of men should be transformed. And I speak by that same grace and anointing upon my life, that everyone under the sound of my voice, listening to me by whatever form, by whatever media, I pray that this night will change the story of your life. Glory to the Lord in the highest. As you release your word tonight, the Bible says we understand by the words of God that even the word was formed by the word. The word of God will form your life. Amen. Touch us tonight, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen to me before you sit down. Let me talk to somebody beside you. Tell the person, whatsoever that can't stop God cannot stop me. Tell the person, I have arrived. Jam your hands to the Lord and take your seat. I want to bless the name of the Lord for making this a possibility this night again. I want to congratulate you that you made it to this meeting. And I want to tell you that it's a turning point in your life. Amen. Amen. Let's take our seat attentively and listen. How many of you were here yesterday? Were you blessed? Yes. If you are blessed, shout hallelujah. Yes. Today you will receive a double portion. Yes. Because of time, I'm going to be preaching tonight on a topic given to me. Rule your world. What I'm telling you is above GLO. It is above a telecommunication company. We are talking about a supernatural sovereignty. We are talking about an embodiment of divinity. It's beyond the network. And if at all you are going to compare it to a network, it's the strongest network on earth, that can connect you in a second to anywhere in the world. If there's somebody that will be connected tonight, say, I receive it.
I receive it.
I love something the Bible says. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 19, I'd like you to listen attentively. He said, the earnest expectation of the creatures. They are waiting. In groanings, in pains. Waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now let me tell you this, brethren. Every sister, listen to me. Anywhere you hear sons in the Bible, you are inclusive. If you are a son in the house, shout hallelujah. So it's a spiritual language for both the female and the male fold of the church. So when you hear sons, you are included. Now, certain things I really want to make very snappy because of time, because our time is fast spent. When you hear the statement, rule your word, the mentality some of you carried was what Glo told you. But listen to me, there's a higher information tonight. You are talking about having dominion. To increase your sphere of influence. To accelerate beyond the ordinary. To conquer territories. To win nations for the Lord. To anywhere you enter. Where as soon as your presence is made manifest, God is seen. When you speak, what they hear is not a human voice. They hear God's voice. I love what the Bible says in Psalm 8 and verse 4. It says, what is man that thou art so mindful of him? He said, you make him a little lower than angels. You crown him with glory. You gave him dominion. Shout dominion. Dominion. Gave him dominion over all the works of thy hands. What is man? The ironic part of it is man doesn't even know who he is. I'm sure an inspiration came upon David. And David was asking in that Psalm 8, who is man? How did you rate man? That the only thing on your agenda is thinking about man. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. He said, for I know the thoughts that I have for you. Can you tap your neighbor? Say, God is thinking about me. Tell your neighbor, I'm the issue on his mind. What is man? And I love what the Bible says in Psalm 115, verse 16. He said, heavens and heavens belongs to the Lord. He said, but the earth he has given. Say, it has been given to me. I said something last night. I said, many a times, things that has been given by God, men could not receive. A lot of things have been given. But from the point of when it is given and when how you could receive it, that you are stopped. The earth has been given. I've heard many people say, I don't think anything can. You see, it's so crazy. What people are saying in the world today. They say, you can't become rich and not submit to the devil. Say it's a lie. Say it louder. Say it's a lie. Allahu Omega. Emi no aga. Lift your hands. Olowo di Jesu. Malowo. Emi no malowo. Sing it louder. Olowo mi ga. It's so big and so great. Emi no aga. Olowo di Jesu. Listen. Listen. Abraham ga. Isaac ga. Jacob ga. I say you're in me, my God, laye. Olorun mi ga, emi na aga. Olowo ni. Listen, listen. It means I'm a bastard not to be great. Sit down. If anybody have told you, you must join courts to be great, tell them it's a lie. If God has been the only God that has no beginning and no end, is the greatest, the strongest, the wisest, the biggest, I'll be a bastard not to dominate my world. He said, I haven't stole my place and I give to you to control and dominate the world. I of what Solomon said. He said, there's a madness I've seen here on earth. Slave riding on horses and princes walking on food. He said, it's madness. He said, it's an error. Slaves are ruling princes, deciding what you should wear and what you should eat. How come we have lost our place in Christ, our identity in Christ? And I want to speak like I'm speaking to leaders, people who are going to lead nations. Many of you are in a grooming ground. You are not where he wants to take you to. Don't sit in the corner of your church and think that is all. You are not a local champion. Matthew 5 and 16. He said, let your light so shine. Not in your church. Before all. So when we are talking, when you are talking about ruling, we are talking about leadership. Leading in such a capacity that you become irresistible. Such a great influence, such a compelling ability. People will not have option to follow you because of the reason of your intellectual capacity. They don't want to follow you, but by the reason of such an anointing upon your life, men will say, the only idea that is reasonable is what this man is saying. You will be that person. Yeah. Do you know what he told them in Genesis chapter 1? He said from verse 21, he said, female and male he created them. And after he created them, the first thing God did, the Bible says, and God blessed them. And what number one thing he said, be fruitful. Say after me, be fruitful. Come on, say louder, say, be fruitful. And like that was not enough. He said, increase. To be fruitful means to add to number. Oh my good God. I love what the Bible says in the King James Version. He said, multiply. Now, all these things are in different cadres. Listen, if all you are doing is being fruitful, you still need to get to the level of multiplication. I don't know the spirit that has come upon our people today. It's called the spirit of complacency. You are so satisfied with who you are. Many of you, if God show you his website and make you browse your destiny, if he show you what he intends for you, when you compare your present status with it, you will cry. I remember many years ago when the Lord will show me congregation of people. I will see people, I can't see their hand, and I'll be speaking before them. But at that time, I can't teach myself the Bible. My life was not what the Spirit was showing. Now, there's a difference between multiplication and fruitfulness. When you say 5 plus 5, what do you get? When you say 5 multiplied by 5, what do you get? Increasing your sphere of influence. You are not in a place, your presence is felt. When Miles Monroe died, many people bought more of his books. The dead are the people ruling our world. All the theorems, all the theses proven in your textbook are written by men who never entered school. They were still influencing the world even when they were no more. Say, help me, God. They were men who were building people, not building houses. How many houses did Orimolade build? He built men. And listen, if you spend your life building houses and buying cars, men you did not build will live in that house. Destroy the house and destroy the cars. Somebody was talking about Baba Fakeye. A great man of God went to visit his house after his death. Prophet Abiara precisely. And when he got to the house, when he saw the little flat apartment, he said, Do you mean this is where this man is living? He said, indeed, this is a true prophet. These are men who spend their life building people. They were not seeking leadership to get fame. They were not doing it to get money. Listen, true leaders don't seek fame. Fame just comes. True leaders, they don't seek power. Somehow, their sphere of influence attracts men of valor to them and they become strong. The Bible said David was alone and about 400 men went to meet him, lead us. These men built people. They used their resources, their time to build people. Listen to me. The only leadership style that is sustainable is the kind of leadership style that lay a legacy and that raise successors. And I want to listen to me. I want to steer your mind tonight. Those of you that think if I did not sing in this place, nobody should sing. You are the prophet of your church. You are the choir master. Listen to me. If you are not raising others, your death is so close. Because today, you will get so exhausted that you can't sing again. True leaders are not people who are threatened by the giftings of their followers. When you prophesy too much, they say it's a fancy. Keep quiet. True leaders are open minded. Listen to me. The greatest leader that has ever lived on the planet Earth. Who know him? Jesus. He said, listen to me. In Matthew chapter 17 from verse 20, he said, listen, if you want to be the first, you must first be the last. If you want to be the master, listen, he said, not like the world system. There's a world system of ruling people and leading people. The manipulative kind, deceitful, to oppress people. There's a world system. And that's not the system the Lord is introducing. And that's not the system the Lord wants you to fit in. He said, you must first be the servant. We are in a such a generation where what people understand about leadership is for you to sit down and people bring food and money to you. And that's what I'm telling us. One of the reasons why our nation is nowhere today is because we got it wrong in leadership. We have close to 99 different mineral resources. Tell me one thing this country does not have. We supply to other nations power, but we don't have it. When, listen to me, when you lost it in leadership, you will lost it perpetually. And that's why 83 years church is still like this. More than 83. Leadership. And now here are the leaders. Any time people tell you are leaders of tomorrow, when is the tomorrow? I want to beg you, brethren, don't let your mind be deceived that you are still young. That's what is keeping many of stagnant. At 30, statistic has it that close to 300 entrepreneurs rise every year in China, and they are within 25 to 30 years. Paying men. There are plenty people, family men on their payroll. And you think you are young? Look at the resources that has been given unto us. CNS is such a deposit of talent. I've never seen a church. I've been to several churches. I've met people. I've not seen a church that has gifts and talent like the CNS. Such, you see a singular person decorated with so much grace. When he opens his mouth and sing, you don't need a prophet to tell you that the Lord is around. Yes, it was a minu siriu anaraina alida anabiu ansaila. Even when you don't have the Holy Ghost, you could perceive that he's calling divine presence. have met great people in this church. One man will be singing, and it will be as if four people are singing all together. I've met them here. Resources was splash, was lavished without. Listen to me. Everything, the only limitation you have is the one you place on yourself. And it bothers me when I see gifted but not lifted people. So much gifted, but in one position. People who go to the studio to produce album and the whole world is seeking for it, they weren't better than you. And we sit in the corner of the church. Kini yoke yaye, kerubu pelu serafu. I'm so sorry. Everything you need, God has given to you. Tell me one thing we don't have in this church. Mention it and I will prove you wrong right here. Say we don't have money. It's a lie. Those who have money don't know what to do with the money. All they think they can do is to buy tokumboka and come to impress others in the church. It bothers me when somebody buys a car, tokumbo. An unbeliever used that car before. And he will bring it to church and oppress others. You heard what Pastor Wale said. Just a revelation. He has not seen the car. That God said he will receive a car and he said, wagba. He will drive past a church member and wave him. And say, you say, level has changed. That's not the kind of dominion I'm talking about. It's not to dominate people in the church. When they speak, you ask them to keep quiet. He has called you to rule the world. There are different fields. Now listen to me. One mistake I don't want you to make, and I'll pray that you shouldn't make, to ever think you can't have dominion until you come to the pulpit. Or until you become a prophet. That's what everybody is crazy about now. Listen to me. If you are not called into this office and you enter, you'll find problem there. It bothers me that in the CNS, people think they can't do anything, and as soon as somebody is shaking, the next thing is on the list for prophetic ordination. Listen to me. There are different fields. Some of you have been called to the world of business. Some of you are anointed to be great businessmen. And if you leave that and say it's stuff you want to carry, you will go hunger all your life. Because you'll be using the business anointing to operate. You prophesy and ask for money. The world has dominated the world of fashion. There are some of you called to that world. To a point that we borrow from the internet what the world has offered. We don't post on the internet what God has given. I understand by the scriptures in Leviticus that God is interested in how we dress. In Revelation, he showed to Moses, this is how my priest should look like. He gave him the color, the design, and the measures. No wonder the Bible says in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 10, he said, he has made us to our God king and priest. There are many sisters here. I'm not saying you shouldn't go to school. But what your potential will deliver to you, your credential may not. Many of you have all your life say it is with this credential. Listen to me. There are many of you, you are anointed to rule in the world of fashion. But you want to wear suit and go to bank. And no wonder anybody that comes into the bank, you see his clothes as not well arranged. That is what you are designed to do. Find your place. Now, when we are talking about dominating the world, there's a place that has been structured for you. Find where you belong to. Discover who you are. Do you know what it says? He said in 1 Peter chapter 2 and from verse 9, he said, yea, are the chosen generation. He did not say you are the member of CNS. I used to tell people, I'm not a member. I am an agent sent for a cause. I'm not a member. I know why I'm here. I belong. To the generation of they that seek him. He said, you are a holy nation, a royal priesthood. You have been called out of darkness that his light may be proclaimed, not in your church. Why did God design church? Church is not where people should sit down and die. It's a place where men should come and they should be trained. When they are trained, they go out and dominate the world. But we have sat in the church for too long that the world is entering now into the church to come and meet us. And no wonder they have even taken our altars and pulpits. We all know where witches sit in the church now. What a crazy experience. Where are the Orimolades of this generation? You say, I don't sit there. We know that some of our leaders belong to the occult group, but nobody can talk. Discover who you are. Your destiny is crying. Do you know what David said in Psalm 40 and verse 7? He said, I have come in the volume of books that is written. Tell your neighbor, I have come. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I am, I know who I am. Now listen to me. Until you can define yourself, mention your name, Cherub Obadare, and give a definition in one sentence. Many of you don't even know. Today you want to be an accountant, tomorrow you want to be a pastor. You don't even know. You see somebody today is a pastor, tomorrow is a prophet. He doesn't even know. He doesn't even know. You see somebody today is in business, tomorrow he says, I want to be a doctor. Confused. And listen to me. Your potential is best explored when you concentrate on one thing. Until men can define you by one, if they mention your name, they mention something. As soon as your name is called, they just know this is the person. When you mention some names in Nigeria today, you don't need anybody to tell you. People will tell you that this is who he is. Let men know you. Listen, I told you the other time, leaders don't go out to be leaders because they want money. If you are in anything because of money, you will leave it because of money. Because money will never flow in the direction of those running after it. It runs after those who are running after an assignment. Say, help me, God.
Help me,
God. Say, Lord, say, help me, God.
Help me, God.
Don't be ignorant of the devices of the devil. Never! He's taking you somewhere. Many of you think as soon as you get born again, you just want Jesus to come. Listen, he won't come. There is more for you to do here. Let Jesus come. Let me just go. You are greedy. You want others to die because you are now born again. It is the beginning of the journey. I was sharing with somebody this evening. I said, many of us don't know what it means when you come and say, I surrender my life to Jesus. Eh? Go to the dictionary, go and see the meaning of I surrender. Say, come for altar call and say, now, say after me, say I surrender. You say, I surrender.
That's the greatest commitment. Listen to me. As soon as you say that, nothing of the world system works for you again. If others are cheating and making it, if you try, it won't work because your life is no more of you again. Try a relationship this world way. It won't work because you said it that you have surrendered. See, I surrender. You have given up. You have let go that it should dictate the affairs of your life and you hold certain things back. He won't allow you. Let me tell you something. Many of you don't even know why you are in the CNS. Some of you, your destinies are tied here. We like it or not, some of you will not be here. You will soon leave. God knows the motive of many of us. He knows those who are seeking him to get a good husband or a good wife. He knows why you come to the fellowship every day. He knows. He knows as soon as you get a job, he knows you are after a job. You can't outsmart the one that created your brains. And what he wants to give you is more than a car. Until your prayer point goes beyond having houses and cars, you won't understand the concept of rulership, of ruling the world. Say, help me, God. If you really need his help, say it louder. Say, help me, God. Now, I like us to see a concept, the concept of the kingdom. When you say kingdom, two words were matched together to have a kingdom. King and domain. Kingdom. When you have a king, the king we have is territory. Say territory, let me hear you. Territory. His kingdom is his territory. He has sovereignty. He has influence over his territory. If he grows in capacity, he can conquer all the other territories and add to his. So when you have king, you have a domain. If a king lost his sovereignty, his kingdom will be taken. And his crown will be destroyed. There's a territory that has been designed for you. I told somebody, he said, listen to me. What are you doing in the CNS? You don't belong to them. You are not their type. And I told him, if I leave this place today, listen. If I leave this place today and go Dubai life, nobody will hear my voice. I've been designed for this. My spiritual makeup was for the CNS. If I decide today and say, let me go to one Pentecostal church, listen, you will be shut down. I know so many great people here. As soon as one gift starts manifesting in you, your shoulder becomes high. And you now go somewhere and say, now I've seen the light. God knows why you are there. And soon you will soon leave. You have been customized for this place. And I tell people, don't beg people who say they want to leave. Let them go. There are some of us designed here. If you like, you can leave. True leaders don't beg followers. Say, please, don't go. It is by the quality of his leadership people run after him. And I want to beg you tonight, my brothers. Don't follow the multitude. Kajojo, kajoyo. See, these are the things people are doing. Let's do it. Listen, a leader doesn't go after multitude. A leader is always this thing. Persecution notwithstanding, praise is notwithstanding. Either he's praised or persecuted, notwithstanding. A leader is not moved by crowd. There are people who like crowd, but they don't like people. They are driven when they see plenty, but they don't like individuals. A leader is not moved by crowd. It doesn't matter if you are the only one. If you are pursuing the right course, people will follow. Say, help me, God. If you are saying this, say louder, say, help me, God. Now, certain things I like you to understand, brethren, very quickly because of time. Certain approach to having dominion. Certain factors. Say after me, understand your purpose. Come on, say louder. Say, I say, understanding your purpose. You know, there's something so funny in the science when you mention vision. Do you have a vision? We always think, ni oruko baba, ni oruko omo. No, that's not what I'm talking about. You cannot dominate a place where you don't know where you are going. Don't follow a leader who doesn't have a vision. I remember a very funny quote those days when we were in school. They used to quote to singles. They'll say, don't marry a man that has television. Marry a man that has vision. Who will not only buy you a television, but put you on television. Don't follow a leader who doesn't have vision. When you stay with somebody 2-3 times and you ask him, where are we going? And he doesn't know. Please find your route. Say, we are just going to where? Define why you are in a place and where you are going. Number two, because of time, say understanding time. Say it louder, say understanding time. There's time for everything. I'm telling you, brethren, in some few years to come, in like 10 years to come, many of you may not find the time to come sit here the way you are seated. And listen to me. The Bible says, it says, riches is not to the wise, battle not to the strong. Nor race to the swift. He said, but time and chance. Repeat after me, say time. Say Laura, say time and chance. I pray to the Lord that you'll be able to decode when it is your time. Listen to me. When it's your time to rise and take dominion and you don't know it's your time, you are prone to experiencing a setback. Because it is at the appointed time that the resources are made available, that the people to work with you are made available. The Bible says the sons of Issachar, they know when Israel ought to move. They say, now they understand the timing of the movement. It's time to move. If it's not time and you rise, you will miss it. May you not miss it in Jesus' name. Number four, developing attitude. Say attitude. Pastor Wally mentioned it in the morning. Listen to me. A man of God was asked, I can't remember, maybe it's or a robot now or Billy Graham, that what's the secret of your success in ministry? Do you know what he said? He said character. Many would have expected him to say anointing. Listen, it doesn't matter how much you are anointed. If you lack character, you will miss it. I know so many anointed people filled with so much gifts and talents. But character destroyed everything. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 16, it said, the gift of a man maketh room. And I wrote a book, and I write in that book. Yes, the gift of a man maketh room for him. Do you know what I put there? I said, but his attitude make him stay in the room. Your gift will take you places. But it's your attitude that will sustain the grace and the ability to use the things the Lord has given to you. Say, help me, God. Say, help me, God. This is very interesting. Tell your neighbor, this is interesting. What I'm about telling you, say it out. I say, this is interesting. I made mention of it yesterday, but very briefly. Listen to me. You can't conquer any territory without language factor. I said something yesterday. If you want to use Yoruba to dominate the world, it means you have to colonize the world. Because that was what the British men did to us. They colonized us and gave us their language. Then they could dominate us. But to colonize the world by Yoruba is not possible. How many of you know Sunday Adelaja in Ukraine? Listen, the government of Ukraine can't do certain things without his consent. A Yoruba man, he went there, he learned their language. Let him go there and speak Yoruba. No one man will enter his church. He speaks Ukraine. I've read several of his books. He speaks the language so fluent. In his church, they have like just 2% are black men. They are all white. A black man, Yoruba man, will stand before them and speak their own language. He could dominate the country. Why? Because he took the language. Listen, if you still want to Yorubalize this church, forget about the word. Yes. If you still want to go to London, because I know many of you, God is taking you outside of this country to plant churches and ministries. And if we did not tell you here, you will go and do the same mistake and go to Washington, D.C. Obama should consult you that you have a church in Washington, D.C. Obama should ask that, is there no prophet? And they'll say, go to, there's a CNS church. But when you go there and say, call me B.R.T. Jago. Where? Is it not funny how somebody will wake up in the morning? Oh, glove everybody. Early in the morning, say, call me B.R.T. Jago. And listen to me. There are many of you, when we are talking about dominating, what God has for you is beyond Nigeria. What God has in deposit for you is beyond your local church. Don't die seeking power. They won't allow you to sing. Yes, go out and sing. Many of you are designed to be singers. You are doing tailoring. And men are in the studio looking for your album. Say, there's no customer. Why will customer come? You are supposed to have to be in the studio, but you are in a tailoring shop. And Sunday Adelaja is making so much influence. Strong influence. If we can take, I was ministering in a particular student in the fellowship, and I told them, I said, there are more CNS people in other fellowship than you have them here. They say, yes. I said, and you are comfortable. Is it not funny how you enter a very big cathedral, CNS church, and just only 30 people, and the leader is so comfortable, and he shares the grace, just 30. Okay, Matthew 28, say, go ye. You say, God should go. You say in your church, let's tell God to go and call them. Matthew, the Bible says, go ye into the world. And you now say, let's pray that God should go. And listen to me. How can you preach to an outside man? Imagine these people that came from Nasarawa, and all we do here is to speak Yoruba throughout. We have frustrated their effort. But I could have ordered because in neighbors and over. Go to Kaduna. Go to Zaria. There are remote places where there are no Yoruba people, but there are CNS people there. Why? Some people understood the language and penetrated and spoke to them in the language they understand. And that's why you have churches there. You want to dominate the world. It's like I'm hitting too much on that. Shout hallelujah. Dealing with the mind. Until you are a winner in the mind, you can't win anywhere. Your mind is the central processing unit of your life. When you are small in your mind, you can't produce anything big. Hello? The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23, it says, guard your heart, for out of it cometh the issues issues, great issues. Protect your mind. There is more to life than having a wife, brethren. If all you are thinking is, God, give me a tall man, handsome. Should have a car, can have 3-bedroom flat, just beautiful kid. If that is all you are thinking about, then you are only waiting to have a family, not to rule the world. There is more to life than just buying cars. There is more. Tell your neighbor, there is more. So you have to, the things that are things of priority in your mind, obsession. Some people, the priority in their mind here is how to get the best of the meals in this meeting. The best of the meals. And listen to me. The best of the meals comes from here, not the kitchen. Your mind controls your life. If you are myopic in your thinking, your product will be myopic. It bothers me at times the way people think. The way we build churches. If we buy one small land and there will be a field all around us. And until people build and they start building so close into our church, we now remember we don't think for the future. I've been to so many CNS churches that were given land when they got to the place. And as soon as they were given the whole land, they were not doing anything until the government came and collected all the land and waiting for them to leave the place and collect the church. Your mind, protect it. And now let me tell you something. If you are not seeking knowledge, there's no way you can grow your mind. We don't read. Tell your neighbor, why don't you read? Tap your neighbor, say, why are you not reading? We don't read in the CNS. All we want to hear is vision. And we'll take a record and write visions that don't come to pass. And you write vision, fill a whole diary. Go back and see how many has been fulfilled. When you have a revelation from a prophet and you don't have the working knowledge of how to make it a reality, you will only claim it in the church and shout and nothing will happen. Read books that will change your life. Read books about the Holy Spirit, and there are many of you who are gifted, but you are ignorant of the gift. And that's why somebody will go in trust and do like this. That's not power. If you like, stay like that 3 years, you're on your own. Ignorance. Power is not shaking. It's the preliminary class to enter in trance and do like this. To scatter bench doesn't make you powerful. Listen to me. The earlier you know these things, the better your productivity. Get knowledge. Get books. We don't buy books. We only buy clothes. Good, well-dressed body, but soul is empty. Filled wardrobes with different kind of clothes, but you don't have a library. Which world do you want to conquer that way? When men who don't even know God seek knowledge day by day, do you know how many hours people stay to rehearse songs? Unbelievers. They rehearse hours every day, and we sit, all we want to hear is prophecy. Yeah, but you don't even study the word of God. The Bible says, he said, we as we are, as he is there in heaven, so we are on earth. Romans 4 and verse 17. He said, he called those things that were not as though they were. Say, help me, God. If you are saying it, say it louder. Say, help me, God. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. He said, whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Shout our faith. Say faith. Let me hear you. Faith. Come on, say louder. Say faith. Faith. There's a song we used to sing. Onibo uko kwetiti iyaye wa umbo wa dopin. Aimola eda, lomu eda, shani yola.
Olorun ti se leri oro baba koni. Bi okun fo bi osansa otito wa laye.
Faith is the source of all things. Listen to me. If you can find one man who really has faith, just one man, if God can impact on that man, he can impact the whole world. Just one man. The Bible says in Hebrew, he mentioned men. That's where the data of faith. He said, time will not permit me to mention great men that conquered territories by faith. Men like Samson. Samson, one man, pulled a toll gate of a city and carried and threw it away. He threw it away. One man, because he understands the currency that God understands, faith. Let's stop deceiving ourselves. Listen to me. It doesn't matter the number of concussions somebody gives to you. If you lack faith, nothing will happen. Where is faith in the CNS church? Are we not seeking alternatives? I beg you. You can't rule the world putting concussion together for people. You can't rule the world that way. Listen to me. The gospel has advanced people carrying what, bottles of water. It bothers me when I go to student fellowships. You see sisters carrying bottles of water to fellowship. Like old women in the church. Say, Papa, Ebawa, you ask me more. You must grow every day by the virtue of the... Listen, the word can only be ruled by the word of God. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, chapter 10 and verse 17, it says, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing... The things you have not attempted before, as you leave this meeting, the word of God you are listening to tonight will steer you to achieve them in the name of Jesus. Position yourself. Make yourself available. Tell your neighbor, make yourself available. If you are not available, there's no way you can be used. If you are not somewhere, you are nowhere. You must find something, a place you identify with. Don't joke with the presence of God. Anointing is not received just anyhow. It is the hours you spend praying. How many of you have the ability to pray in tongue here? Put your hand. Me, Sopan will let me. Do you have the ability to pray in tongue? If you don't have, I pray. Pray to God to give you the ability. Spend hours, day, praying only in tongues. Let the Holy Ghost take your tongues and produce your destiny. Prayer, you see, you will have one mentality of praying. We only think of prayer when there's a need. Now let's ask God. Prayer is more than asking. Prayer is a communion. Prayer is a relationship. It's developing intimacy with God. And it bothers me today how we pray in the church. We all be looking for at ourselves like this. And we all be looking at ourselves. Say, help me, God. Say, help me, God. Pray. Tell your neighbor, pray. Why is nothing happening today again in the church? People are not praying. We have lost prayer. One day, a lady came to me and told me to pray for her, a married woman precisely. And she knelt before me. And I laid my hands on her and I prayed for her. And the Lord told me he has answered her prayers. And she said, is there anything? I said, peace, alafiani. Say, what should I bring? You know, many of us, peace is not, when a prophet tell you it's peace, you don't want peace. You still want to ask, is there, can't you see something? When he say it's peace, alafia, you don't want it? But when somebody said, I see two masquerade portions, you say, yes, sir. Yeah, it's true. We are so conscious of the devil that we have lost the consciousness of the sovereignty of God. When you don't tell people to pray, prayer of Ogun, if you want people to pray, just say, pray that the witch in your father, that's where you hear prayer. But tell them to pray for wisdom of the wound. Tell your neighbor, pray. And when you pray, the things you should ask for is wisdom. Tell your neighbor, wisdom. Ignorance cannot take you anywhere. If you don't know, you say, my people perish. Church people, they perish because they lack it. Knowledge. The Bible says, wisdom is profitable. Ecclesiastes 10, verse 10, wisdom is profitable to what? To direct. It's not everything you need prophecy or vision. God gave you brain. There's a place of reasoning. There's a place of vision. If all you do, listen to me, there are things you should think. Sit down and use the capacity of your mind to reason by the wisdom of God in you. You are still waiting for prophecy. You always fail that way. Wisdom is inevitable. Say it after me. Wisdom is inevitable. Because there's a wisdom of the world. And if you don't have the wisdom of God, the wisdom of this world will defeat you. The Bible says, the children of darkness, they are wiser in their generation than the children of light. Why? The children of light have refused to seek the wisdom of light. That's why he said, be wise as serpent and harmless as dove. Why will wisdom be compared to serpent? Say, help me, God. You are saying it, say louder, say, help me, God.
Help me, God.
Say louder, say, help me, God.
Help me, God.
Let me round up by telling you this, brethren. We sang that song. Isoji, aye, raye, bowa. If you love that song, sing it very well. Jesu, shewa, ye, no. Hallelujah. The Lord is seeking for a vessel here tonight. God is in a search here tonight. He said, in a large house, 2 Timothy chapter 2, if you read from verse 20, he said, there are many vessels. A vessel unto what? And vessel unto what? This. I love what the Bible says. He said, but if there be any man that prunes, make himself fit for the master's use. Can God find a vessel in your hand? Can he entrust a church into your hands? Not even a nation. Can he entrust just teenagers into your hands? If you are that kind of a brother, any kind of, if as soon as you see one small girl, you go and toast her. Can he entrust teenagers into your hands? No integrity. And the Lord said, I should come and tell you here tonight. It's in the search. He said, who shall we send and who shall go for us? If Isaiah has kept quiet, God would have sought for another vessel. And Isaiah could say, here I am. Is somebody ready to say, here I am tonight? We used to sing a song. Here I am to worship. We want to pray tonight. Here I am to bow. Come on, sing it. Here I am to say, you're my God. Sing all together. All together. All together, what is
it? All together, holy. All together.
Listen.
I never known how.
your hands. Lift your hands.
To see my sins upon the throne.
Sing it again.
I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon the throne.
Listen to me. Lift your hands, everybody.
Shebi wola mokoko
aye mi o.
The Lord told me he wants to build certain people here tonight. Listen, a new page is about to be opened in your life. Sing it again.
Shebi wola mokoko.
You are the potter. The potter of my life.
Yeah.
Lord, change me.
Mommy,
Nitori.
See, ba mommy. My
Hey!
I am a duo. Yeah. Jebi wala mo. I wala mo koko. I am a duo.
Lord, thank you for what you're doing here tonight.
Wa mommy.
Listen. Listen.
Oh, for me, lady.
And the how kafi manana.
Ana
ali salama aleka ya fara ala kansabina naina ali bura la fara pana nanta ale jiri wada kafi uba laudira una listen to this
matter to me.
Hey,
Jehovah,
Lord, let your night be my night.
Elola,
ladi mausa kabilu fisu.
Oshi,
emi koloku iwani. I have no strength. I have no strength of my own.
Oh,
lift your hands.
Oh,
do you really need it? Do you really need it tonight? Lift your hands to him.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Haya da 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 da. Mohon fius chitali na kabila. Listen to this. Listen to this.
Jisherende Jesus.
Wafia dara re
fia dara.
Let his power come in this place tonight.
Fau
toji okudi de
fau toji jo okudi de.
Let him ever be so coming up for that. Every dead life, every dead soul in this place, every dead destiny in this place,
Tonight is your night. Le mami ufilo sitanaria. Le kahabi kufi andasa halika inambie shuta. Fau tole jokudide. Jokudide. La kamane mo seta la 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 la.
Listen. The Bible said, though young men, chapter Isaiah 40 and from verse 30. He said, young ones will fall and grow weary. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord, they shall be mounted up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Listen to me tonight. The Lord wants to increase your capacity. Lift your hands wherever you are. Say, Father. Oh, listen. Listen. He said, when Israel came out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from people of a strange language, he said, Israel is dominion and Judah is sanctuary. He said, the sea saw it and fled. He said, Jordan was driven back. He said, mountains keep like rams and little hills like lambs. He said, what Ali did thou see that thou fleddest? I'm Jordan that thou was driven back, and mountains that you skip like rams. Say, Father, refine my destiny. Stretch your hand tonight. Stretch your hand tonight and touch my life. I can hear you pray. Pray like somebody that needs a touch. The hand of the Lord is here tonight to transform your destiny. Yes. Lord, my Father. Lima niru adana dia laga elita utara amikuyumbansaila anali kujifiripa la uja elikara nanse lakina munisiri ubandaila. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Tonight you must change. Tonight is your turning point. Your life must be transformed. The words that change the world will change your life tonight. This night must not pass you by. Maliru na selaba, ebiru na la alaila, sabina miunai, manikara laja, anantiriu la dara mekwa adaila. Tonight is my night. No devil can stop me. No witch can stop me. A shift is happening in my life tonight. A shift in my life tonight. I am overtaken. I am overtaken. Yes. Don't stop praying. I can see the hand of God moving already. It is your turn now. Yes. The hand of God is moving. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Increase your intensity. Don't stop. Yes. La bara la jana mi kuru selaila. Don't stop praying. In Jesus' name, we pray. That is too small. In the name of Jesus, we pray. The Bible says 62 and verse 11. It says, once the Lord spoke, and twice I heard the power. Shout power. He told them in Acts chapter 1 from verse 8. He said, until the Holy Ghost come upon you, then you'll be endowed with power. He said, don't go anywhere. You can't represent me. You can't dominate. He said, after the Holy Ghost has come, you will receive power. Then you will witness in Samaria, in Judea, in Jerusalem, and to the end of the world. How many people are here meant for the international platform? This prayer is meant for you. If you are meant for the international platform, this prayer is meant for you. But sing this song. Alagbara ma l'Olorun mi. I can't hear you. Oh yeah. Alagbara ma l'Olorun mi. I can't hear those words very well. I want to hear them. Do it like a CNS man. Oh yeah. Alagbara l'Olorun mi. Do you really need it? Oh yeah. Alagbara ma l'Olorun mi. I can't hear you. Oh yeah, alagbara ma l'Olorun mi agbara. Oh yeah, send the power. Hey, Holy Ghost power. I can't hear you. Send the power again. Yes.
Holy Ghost power.
Come on, send the power.
Send the power.
I can't hear your hands.
Holy Ghost.
Amen. Many of you, you have misconstrued the gift for the giver. You can operate in the gift of the Holy Spirit even when the Holy Spirit has departed. Many people prophesying today don't have the giver, but they have the gift. And that's why they are prone to error. Because it is the giver that guides the gift. So when I'm talking about power, I'm not just talking about the ability to prophesy. I'm not just talking about the ability to preach. There is more behind the scene. There are forces of this world that want to stop you. And that was why the Bible said, arise and shine. For thy light has come, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Listen to what the Bible says. He said, for there is darkness, cross. When they say cross, a thick darkness, tangible. They are everywhere. You can't say they are in the world again. They are in the church. Some of them are prophets and they are pastors. They are forces militating against the truth. When I hear young people die, it bothers me. Because many have fell by the wayside of life, trampled, crushed. When you don't have power, don't dare it. And that's why I really want God to empower you. It is beyond the ability to speak. It's beyond the ability to control people. There's an invisible force that makes things happen. And I used to ask, when will it happen again? Like the days of Oyinlade. When? Oh, come on, answer me. When? There's a story I love about him that interests me so much. He went to Lagos. And the Igunu people told him, go tell that man not to dare hit, come here. This is our terrain. This is our domain. And what he said to them, he said, let's go there. Let's go there. They were not praying. They were just clapping and singing. Ajense la sani ikerubu apaworun oba
oba.
That was where that song came from. Listen. Now all they were, the Igunu people, those who have Ifa held their Ifa. Those who have Betu, they held it. But the Bible says Numbers 23 and verse 23, for there is no enchantment against Israel, nor any divination. Listen, as they were doing their incantation, these men were just when they knew what they carried, they were not empty worshippers, and it was just singing, and they were clapping. Aje she la soni, Igunu she la soni, Kerubu Pawaru Oba Oba. And as the people were saying, listen,
When power jams power, one must get destroyed for the other. Tonight, every power that has threatened your advancement, the power of God will crush them in the name of Jesus. And do you know what happened? All of a sudden, fire came from nowhere. The Igunu masquerade fell down flat on ground. Shout power. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, empower my life. Empower my spirit. I want to dominate. I want to conquer. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Power. I must prevail. Power. I must conquer territories. I will conquer territories. I will break grounds for the Lord. I will break grounds for the Lord. Empower me. Lila dura manseja laika bihu laba maminisi elilara laika biru mambere o isilala la minu mumini mini mele elisura biru la ya lara laka eleilaruna saluma miru muse tere unaka beta ulala la. In Jesus' name, we pray. Do you know what I saw as we're praying? I saw chains and fetters falling. Now listen to me. Every one of you who came here in so tight situation, some of you borrowed money to come here. My Father says to announce to you, before you leave here, rain of abundance will overshadow you. Strike a key for me. Let me sing so.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Do you know that song?
There is power in the name of Jesus.
To what?
To break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain.
My choir don't know it. But listen to me. Listen to me. The Bible says in Acts 16 and from verse 24. It says Paul and Silas were in a prison. And they were tied with chains and fetters. And the Bible said they prayed. Say after me, say they prayed. Say louder, say they prayed. And after some time, they began to praise. And I could imagine Paul with chains and fetters doing like this.
Agbara nbe ninu eje Jesu nanani ka baba agbara.
I can imagine him dancing like this.
Agbara nbe, agbara nbe ninu eje Jesu.
Hey,
agbara nbe ninu
eje. Listen to it, listen to it.
I love the man.
Hey,
oh Galilee.
Yes.
For he has done so many much for me.
Hey!
He has forgiven me all my sins and sent the Holy Ghost to me.
I love the man. Hey!
Of God.
Yes, I love the man. He has destroyed the works of the devil.
For he has done so very much.
He forgave my sins.
He has forgiven me all my sins. He sent the Holy Ghost to me. I love the way of Galilee.
Awa Toduro Toluwa. Come on, sing it. Hey,
Awa Toduro
Toluwa.
Awa Toduro Toluwa.
How to Agbara wa se o.
How to Agbara wa se o.
How fi ego ke bi ji.
Jesus, it was not like the Pharisee teach in the synagogue. The Bible said when they heard the power at which they were witnessing, the Bible said they took notice that this man have been with Jesus. As you leave this meeting, wherever you enter, wherever you go, divine presence will go with you. I read a book many years ago, about a decade now, Evangelism by Fire. And in that book, Rembonki said, he went to a shop, buy a keyboard for his ministry. And when he entered into the keyboard, the shop, the salesman was smoking. Listen to me. There's a level of divine presence you carry that negative attitude cannot stand. Witches, there are certain, you don't need to pray. As soon as you enter, the place becomes hot. That was what the Bible says in Acts chapter 10, verse 13. He said, as God anointed Jesus with Holy Ghost and with power, he went about. You can't be anointed and not go about. He went about doing good. He said, healing those who were sick and delivering those oppressed of the devil. God is sending you out as a deliverer. And as soon as the man saw him, the man started shouting. He threw the cigarette away. And the man started to help him. What's the problem? As Rembonki was moving so close to help him, he was shouting. And all of a sudden, he said, see Jesus in his eyes. See Jesus in his eyes. They held him. Everybody did not understand. Rembonki said, Jesus in my eyes. He said, and when I got to the car, I said, Jesus, I don't understand this dimension. When did you start showing in my eyes? He said, have you forgotten that he that is in me is greater than they that are in the world? He said, you know, said, what happened? You know I live in you. I only peeped through your eyes and he saw me. As you go from here, the you they know before will not be known again, but Jesus will be known in your life. The places you have been rejected, where you wrote application and they say, sorry, we only need 2-1. We only need a degree. I speak by the power of favor. Anointing is a complete package. When you carry it, you carry favor. When you carry it, you carry blessing. As you go from this place tonight, everywhere men have said no to you, men will run after you with blessings. Every difficult mountain in your life that has refused to shift, he said, you will speak to mountains and they will be lifted and be thrown into the sea. Every mountain before your life, tonight they will flee. Thank you, Holy Ghost. There be silence in the house. I
alilara amani elikaruhu neseja amini nu maseli uda ale itene omi ku nseta inari ube kava sajaila elilaruhu semi umbe so minu akabi raidani.
Actually saw a brother in handcuff. There's a case ahead of you presently. And you are so afraid that you end up in jail. I speak to the life of whosoever is concerned. The Bible says mercy triumphs over judgment. James 2 and 4 verse 13. It simply means it does not matter if you are guilty or not. When mercy triumphs, it is not, the vindication is not depending on your deeds. Say, mercy said no, that I will never let you go. Listen to me. I speak to that life. Mercy will vindicate you. As you go to your sleep tonight, every stranger that has been visiting you in your dream, your victory will be made manifest tonight. Psalm 18, it says, strangers shall tremble and they shall run out of their hidden places. Every stranger hiding in any corner of your life, your academics, your finances, your marriage, any phase of your life, everything God has not planted. Matthew 15 and verse 13, the Bible says, by the hands of the Lord, they shall be uprooted. Every stranger in your life, they are uprooted in the name of Jesus. This generation will not disappoint God. Where our fathers failed, we will not fail. Where our father missed it, we will not miss it. If any one of you here in a wrong relationship, that will land you in catastrophe, I break such relationship. You will become irresistible, irrevocable, unstoppable, unbreakable, in the name of Jesus. And on the last day, Sionio Iluayo Ayakanda Hamisudo Jerusalem
Afigwati Oju mi bari o Emi o le bagbe
Daddy
Gbogbo iya ti mo je.
You have not seen anything. There's greater glory in heaven. God gave me a revelation about heaven. And let me tell you something. The sweetest place you can be is there. On the last day, when we all stand before the Father, rejoicing in our celestial clothes, in our celestial being, none of you and I will be found wanting. We will take Nigeria for the Lord. We will take CNS for the Lord. Put somebody beside you. Lift the two hands together. Make sure your hand touches somebody. This is more of a covenant. Say after me. Together. We will win CNS for the Lord.
For the Lord.
Together.
Together.
We will win Nigeria for the Lord.
Together,
we will conquer nations for the Lord. If you agree with me, shout amen.
Amen.
Glory to the Lord in the highest.